Your home for Christ Community Music, FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Baylor Wilson. Jesus happened, and wait till you hear how he happened in Yvonne's story. That's coming up in just a bit. Good morning. You're listening to day two, our last day of this Compassion event. 855-301-2323 or go to the Compassion banner at WJTL.com. We invite you to join us in rescuing a child in need, just like this person Liam wants to thank right now.
That's right. Huge thank you to Carol from Lebanon, Pennsylvania, sponsoring a girl from Kenya named Carolyn. I think what's so cool about this is their names are so similar. They might be a hemisphere apart, but you know, we're just so connected in ways, no matter how big or small. So you could be like Carol, sponsor a child now.
I love Carol and Carolyn. That's awesome. Good morning to you. 716, our very special guest this morning, Yvonne and her son, Caden. They are the Weavers who are hanging out with us. Where are you guys from? What town are you from?
Wommelsdorf.
Wommelsdorf. Yes. Love Wommelsdorf. That's awesome. That you talk about the middle of Lancaster right. County, nowhere. That is it. You guys came a long way this morning. Thank you. Just to reset, Yvonne and Caden got to go to Kenya in February, and their family has sponsored four girls because of four miscarriages in the early days of their family, and they were able to take their sons along, which was amazing, and they were able to meet their oldest sponsored Compassion child, Leah, who you got to meet there and got to spend an entire week with, but you got to see the most amazing thing happened. Can you share this story with us?
Well, after spending a week with us, during the week, we were doing a lot of, oh my word, what are they called?
Crusades.
Crusades, yes. Yeah, so we got to share the gospel with all the kids and adults in the area, in the poverty-stricken area, and they got to hear about Jesus. And we noticed that Leah was really soaking it in and in full worship to our Lord with our praise songs and stuff. And in our correspondence over the years, I've asked questions as to if you know Jesus. And she has told us that, you know, she was introduced to him when she was in the Compassion program. So she was pretty aware of it, but she didn't get to experience the actual confession of faith and the repentance part. And somebody from our team had asked those very crucial questions, and on their way back to taking her back home to her family, they asked those questions, and she had responded with that she wanted to know Jesus personally. Wow. And she had the confession of faith right there in the vehicle, and gave her life over to Jesus. So it was amazing to hear that story. I didn't get to witness it firsthand, but I get to hear her testimony back when she arrived. Of how that came to be, and it was so amazing to know the impact of the whole story unfolding from getting to sponsor her to getting to know that we're gonna get to see her in heaven again if we don't get to see her on this side of heaven.
How long did you sponsor Leah?
We think it was about 7 years, because the whole idea, we started to sponsor one because of someone that had passed away that had the same birthday as our first child we took on.
Right.
And then that kind of gave us the idea, let's continue sponsoring more in memory of the children that we lost in early years of marriage. Wow. So, and like I said earlier, I wish we would have sponsored them all from Kenya, because we would have never known that we were going to go to Kenya.
That you were going to get to meet her.
We just thought we'd want to have children from all different areas.
Well, sure.
Nations.
Yvonne, I always say the Compassion sponsor's dream is to meet their child.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Every Compassion sponsor I've ever met. And I've been able to live that dream and meet my child.
That's so amazing.
But you took that dream one step further and got to see them accept the Lord.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. What a great story.
It is a wonderful story. And it's neat to know that she went from poverty and got set up through Compassion in a school before she had aged out. So she's actually going to medical school, and next year she'll graduate and she'll be able to practice as like a doctor. Like,
yeah.
I don't
awesome.
Think they go full blown like we do here in the States, but she will be like a doctor when she graduates next year.
And that brings up a great point. So many times when you meet the children when they're younger and you ask them, what do they want to be when they grow up? They want to be doctors, or they want to do something to impact their own area.
Right.
And for her to be able to go to school to become a medical student and become a doctor and to be able to make a difference in her area, an area she knows is in need.
Right. And follow through with that dream. I mean, a lot of people have dreams, but she's actually accomplishing them. And it's neat to know that we had a little bit of a difference and impact in that dream.
Yeah, listen, I'm not saying that you're going to get to live out what Yvonne and Caden did by meeting their child. Right. But in another way, you do get to meet that child by writing to them, having them write to you. And so we want to invite you today to kind of embark on that same journey of experience in a relationship with a child that Yvonne and Caden have done. 855-301-2323 or go to the Compassion Banner at WJTL.com. Our friend Tom Lewis is hanging out with us today. And Tom, what a story, huh?
Incredible, incredible stories, you guys. Thank you for being here with us. And for your hearts, you can hear it. I mean, it's just amazing, amazing. I'm thinking of those ghettos and the slums and some of the biggest ones in the world that are right there. I'm thinking of the suffering that goes on every single day. I think of the suffering of little ones waking up, not knowing if they're going to be hurt today, not knowing if they're going to find food today or clean drinking water. I'm thinking of little ones that are literally are hopeless, but with a 2-minute call or a click of the mouse, guys, listen, you transform these children. The Bible teaches us, as I thought of those slums and listening to these stories, I was thinking of Psalm 113, verse 7. It says, he lifts the poor from the dirt and the needy from the garbage heap. Hmm. Guys, how does he do it? He uses you. He uses you this morning. Will you pick up your phone? Guys, the phones, we're grateful. We've had 2 children sponsored so far. We need another 5 to 6 sponsored by the bottom of the hour. Could you be one that maybe would take 2? I think it's so awesome to think, and I did the math on this, guys. I think it's awesome to consider that for a family of 4 kiddos, you could never raise him on $152 a month here in the United States, right?
Yeah, that's so true.
You couldn't cover it for a week here in the United States. Mm-hmm. But through Compassion International and $152 a month, do you realize you can transform 4 kiddos? Oh, come on. There's somebody that can do that right now. I want to give you the number. Hey, if you can rescue 1, thank you. 2, 3, 5. There might be some business leaders from your business. Listen, you could take care of 10 children a month. 10 a month. You say, Tommy, do the math for it. $380 monthly gift. That's it. You spend more than that sponsoring soccer and baseball in the summer. Come on. So we can do this together, guys. Here's the number, 855. And by the way, I'm not picking on you for sponsoring the athletic clubs. I do it. I mean,
well, sure, sure.
But we can make a kingdom impact. Mm-hmm. 855-301-2323. We'll meet you there at the phone. At least 5 more by the bottom of the hour. 855-301-2323.
I don't think there's another way your $38 can make that big of an impact.
No way.
You know, you could go to the store and spend $38 on milk and eggs, I feel like. I went out to get one thing and it was easily $40. So that $38 makes such a huge impact in a way that nothing else can today. We invite you to make that difference. 855-301-2323 or go to the Compassion Banner, WJTL.com. Quick weather check, Liam.
That's right. Today, sunny and windy, high of 47. Tonight, clear and breezy, low of 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 59. Definitely creeping up there in temperature. Currently in Harrisburg, 31 degrees. Also in Lancaster, 31.
Brad and Rebecca coming our way with the Watoto Children's Choir. This is Heart of the Father on FM 90.3 WJTL. 855-301-2323 or WJTL.com.